In today's article, I would like to present you a toy that is completely different than before. This time, it is not a useful, more or less, gadget, but a seemingly ordinary toy. Seemingly, because it can give us something very valuable, but more on that later. Let's start by presenting the object of today's review. It is a Chinese-made mini quadricopter with the KK2 symbol. The cost of the version I have on the day of purchase was PLN 65. The set included two spare propellers, one left and one right, three batteries for the drone, a USB charger for these batteries, and of course, the controller. But we'll talk about the contents of the box later. Let's start from the beginning. Drones appeared on our market a few years ago, and their prices were counted in thousands of zlotys. However, nevertheless, they settled on the market, or rather, in the sky. Currently, everyone can afford even a small UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, because the simplest models can be purchased for less than 50 zlotys. For as long as I can remember, I have never been attracted to such toys, because what's cool about some buzzing piece of plastic flying overhead? I looked at the topic differently when drones equipped with high-quality live-view cameras became commonplace. This is something, and it makes sense, but it still didn't turn me on. In addition, the issue of control, implemented by raining, similar to those known from game consoles, it was another thing that discouraged me from playing with flying toys. Due to the fear that I would never learn to fly it, I avoided all UAVs for a long time. I don't know why, but in my teenage years, when I happened to play video games, I had a perfect keyboard skills, but in no way I could bring myself to pads more extensive than those of the Pegasus. Even in the titles where I was on the master level on the keyboard mouse, trying to deal with even novice console players ended in failure, because I could not find myself on the pad. However, I thought that since all mini helicopters or quadricopter are gaining such popularity, even as communion gifts, this flying can't be as hard as it seems to me. So I talked to the boss of all bosses if it would be possible to get a small drone for testing. And as you can see, Golson agreed, and this is how I describe this fantastic toy for you today. That's it for a long introduction. Now some photos. As you can see, it really is a baby, although they are much smaller. This is what the box and its contents look like. We have such a set in the box. It is enough to charge the batteries for the drone, arm the pilot with three AAA batteries, thin fingers, and we can fly, provided we have the ability. How was it for me? In short, very bad. Dash. Let's start from the beginning. As soon as the postman delivered me the package with the quadricopter, I quit my job and immediately started checking if and how this stuff works. Excited as a 5-year-old on Star Day, I locked myself in the largest room in the company. I connected the power supply to the drone and turned on the radio apparatus to set it in motion. After a while, it turned out that it is not as beautiful as in the movies, or that I am even worse with these blocks than I thought. The drone flew like a drunken bee, bumping into everything that was within range. I thought to myself, well, if everything else fails, maybe it's worth reading the manual. And bingo. With difficulty deciphering the instruction written in Chinglish, I have the impression that it was translated from English to Mandarin, and then from Mandarin again to English. But never mind. I found information about the gyro calibration. Unfortunately, the description was quite intricate, and the directions in the accompanying picture did not match those in the content. When I finally figured out how to properly calibrate the gyroscope, it turned out that we have a significant improvement, because the drone goes crazy to a much lesser extent, and I already have some control over eye.